Today's topic is devotion is God's benediction on February the 10th, 2025. There are Christians who want to be more spiritual than God himself. They like to talk of battles, sanctification, suffering, and the cross. And it is almost painful to them that the only scripture speaks not only of that, but time and again of the good fortune of the devout, the well-being of the just. Meditating on the word. We should not be neither one of self navigation, nor are one unlimited blessing. It is rather living in response to God and facing life challenge and difficulties and hope, faith, and perseverance. The Christian is challenged to be thankful for the blessing and to share those with others. But in adversity and difficulty, the Christian is challenged not to blame others, but to trust God to be an ever-present help. It is only when we are enriched by God's benediction that we can face hardship and be generous to others. Thought, a hardship mentality can make us narrow and defensive. A success and prosperity mentality can make us selfish. An attitude of thankfulness to God and for what he has given us can make us truly generous. Amen. And the scripture, I didn't read the scripture, I'm so sorry. The scripture is Proverbs 38:9, and it says, First, help me to never to tell a lie. Second, give me neither poverty nor riches. Give me just enough to satisfy my needs. But if I grow rich, I may deny you and say, who is the Lord? And if I am too poor, I may steal and thus insult God's holy name. Amen. And I read the devotion, but anyway.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Paulette. But I've already asked for help. So who wants to step in right now and let's talk about God's benediction? Go right ahead. Don't be shy.
I was thinking on God, I was trying to look up some things, but thinking on God's benediction, on how we're not, how God speaks over us his blessings so that we realize that the blessings come from him, not from ourselves, and we're not to be selfish and don't care with one another, but we also have to be careful in doing, I just came in the scripture line. God mother gave me, Christian mother gave me a long time ago. I don't let the good be evil spoken of. So we have to be careful. We have to ask God when we should give and how we should give.
Yeah.
Sometimes we overstep our boundaries. So I just thank God for this devotion because it's teaching me that all the things I have done in the past, there's a reason for doing them. But we also must consult God first before we do anything. And his blessings are truly good. I like the thought that it says the hardship mentality can make us narrow and defensive. It can if we let it. And success and prosperity mentality can make us selfish. And it can make us selfish if we get too much, I mean, once we let it become more than it should be. And the attitude of thankfulness to God for what he has given us can make us truly generous. And
yep.
Can, because if we're thankful, if we're truly thankful, we want to share. So I thank God for his devotion this morning.
Amen. And I just want to add, what is a benediction? You know, my father used to always say, don't leave church without the benediction. And what is a benediction? A benediction is not just a fancy prayer. Because, you know, and one of the benedictions that we use all the time, we shouldn't use. that benediction the Lord watched between me and you while we're absent one from another until we meet again, that benediction was about sneaky people saying, I want God to watch over you because ain't no telling what you might do.
Wow.
But we have benedictions that are available to us in the Bible. A benediction is a speaking of empowerment and sending the people, you know, forth. It declares reality over our lives. It bestows upon us the energy and the power of God to go and do what God has said. We came to church. We heard God speak. That benediction is our last act of worship before we go out and do what God has called us to do in church that day. The reason that we came, the word that whenever a sermon is preached, there's always something that God wants us to do as a result of the word that we've heard. And the benediction seals the word and sends us forth so that we can do it. Because we know that the Bible talks about what happens to the seed that's planted. And it gives us, and let me just, look, I'll just give you this right quick. Matthew chapter 13. Some, you know, we think about it. Some fell on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky places. And then, you know, then Jesus goes on to explain to them what happens. This benediction is a sealing so that those things that can happen to the seed won't happen to the seed. So we have examples of benedictions. Okay, does anybody else want to share anything? We still got a couple more minutes.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know if this is fitting in with the lesson, but in my meditation yesterday morning, after devotion, I was talking to God, and then I started writing my petition to God.
Okay.
And I wrote, Father, when I'm holding my head down in despair, help me to remember to look up to the hills, where my help comes from. Father, when tears of sadness stream from my eyes, help me to remember weeping endured for the night, for joy cometh in the morning. Father, when it seems that my life is going in circles, please hold my hand and lead me in your direction. Father, when circumstances come in my life beyond my control, help me to remember who is always in control. Father, when my trials and tribulations are too much for me to bear, help me to remember I can take my burden to you and leave them in your care. I didn't finish it, but that's what I was
saying. This woman is a writer, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Because that is a benediction. Can you see yourself, Marilyn? See yourself as you stand and you have presented your book or you have presented something to a group of people, and then you close out with that. And Father, when the tears fall. See, that is the declaration. Miss Kathy does a benediction over us every day. Be encouraged, intentionally and on purpose. That's a benediction. That is a sealing of God's word. And we have one in Luke 1, 68-72. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies. Come on now. And from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. And we have one in Numbers 6:23-26. And the Lord spake to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. Come on now. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. That's a benediction. When you speak over someone's life as you close out your interaction, you are saying, I am sealing what God has done, because the word says where two or three are gathered, he is in the midst. I'm sealing what God has done. Please take the next 30 seconds to allow the Lord to minister to you what to pray and how to pray. And Miss Marilyn, send me that poem.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
That we do without really understanding why we do it. Not that that necessarily is not about whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, it's just true. That we don't always understand why we do what we do, and then when we find out, we have to correct some things, and you love us so much that you make sure that we understand. Thank you. Thank you for what you provide for us. Thank you for the elevation that you give us, God. We had no idea when Elder Pat gave us Bonhoeffer that it would be opening us up to a whole nother level in you. Thank you. Just challenging us to evaluate what you're doing. Understand why you're doing it. Thank you, God. Now we will listen when Miss Kathy closes us out, or whoever does, with a different ear. Knowing that there is something that's being spoken over us and spoken into our hearts that gives us the strength to do what you have called us to do. Thank you, God. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. We thank you because you're showing us how to manifest those true things that you've spoken over us in our lives. That there is something that comes back to us when we crucify ourselves and lay it all down for you. We're starting to understand the greater works that we could do, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
our generous and gracious Father. Thank you for being our example of how we must live. You are the epitome of perfection. You are perfection. Honesty and balance, contentment. In your infinite wisdom, keep us from the snares of falsehood and lying. Father, help us to be good stewards of our resources that you entrust to us, never taking them for granted or using them to boast, but always remembering that true riches are found in you. Keep us from the temptation of pride that can come with wealth and from the desperation that can lead to dishonesty due to lack or abundance. May we always trust in God's provision, acknowledging that our needs are met by God's care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Miss Paulette, you can close us out.
Father, we thank you this morning for this devotion, Lord. We thank you for all the devotions you have given us and brought us this far. We thank you because you know all, see all, and hear all. Mm. And we just thank you for correction, Lord. We thank you that you love us enough to tell us the truth. And so we just go out today as light shining in the darkness to help someone along the way, an encouraging word, a smile, a hug that will just encourage them to continue on. Father, we pray for the world in its condition. You know all about it. You said in your word from the beginning, in prophecy, these things will come to pass, but we shouldn't be alarmed. But we just continue to pray and just humble ourselves and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, and you will hear from heaven and heal the lame. Bless all those on the prayer line today, Lord. Bless them, and especially thank you for them holding me up at this time. And Father, bless the sick and shed in all over the world, Lord. Just cover them in your blood. Get your divine healer. We know that you heal and deliver on time.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for our children that we be an example of what true love is all about, that comes from your heart, that it can flow into their hearts that they want to see and more, know more about you, Lord. Bless our church leaders, our pastors, and assistant pastors, and all those that are in leadership in our churches. Bless them, and especially them and their families. Bless other families who continue to hold up the banner for you, Lord, and bless someone to come into the prayer line or the one that's on the prayer line that will take a place whenever she leaves this earth, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We know she's going to be here a long time, and so she's teaching us to be soldiers that will go out and carry the word. So we thank you for her and her family, Lord, in a special way. And we thank you for this devotion I do, Lord. It has opened my eyes, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Does anyone have anything that they want to share before we go?
I'm just so thankful this morning. Good morning, one. I'm just so thankful that God uses each and every person in His way, with His word, how to speak His word, and what He has for us to hear. And that we do what He said to do when He said, even though we don't understand sometimes, but God has a way of doing things, and it'll fit right into that like a puzzle. But we don't understand it all sometimes. But we have to just be doers and hearers and learners and to help each other to do what we're supposed to do in this world and His world and everything that we do. In Jesus' name, we thank You, Father. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Pam, can you give us the name of the song? I couldn't understand some of the words in the song. What's the name of it?
The one that I played, the name of that song is Benediction, Breath of God by Christy Knuckles. And if you want me to send you the link, I can do that. That way you don't have to search for it.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I could do that.
All right.
Okay, and if there's nothing else, Miss Kathy can close us out. And you know what, Miss Paulette, Miss Doris, y'all just stay on the line, and that way we don't have to call each other around. We can just go ahead and give me a minute, and we'll be done anyway. Okay.
Okay.
You want the copy of the devotion? Yes, ma'am.
Kathy.
Marilyn.
Carol. And Annie.
Okay, got it.
Emotion.
Okay. All right, Miss Evelyn. Got it. Okay. Okay, Miss Kathy.
No song, Lula.
What I was thinking about was the benediction song. So.
Oh. What was already sung?
Huh?
What was already sung?
No. It hasn't been sung.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. It's something. Dr. Pam should know it.
Okay, Miss
Lula,
what song is it?
It's the benediction song. Start with praise God.
The Lord bless you. That one?
No.
Okay, then it's called the benediction song?
It's a benediction song, yes.
Okay. Give me words.
Praise God from
whom all blessings flow. Yeah, we used to sing that song after offering. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts.
Yes, I remember.
Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
That's perfect.
We sang that off after offering, and I guess I didn't really think about it, Miss Lula, but you're right. That is a benediction. Over the offering.
Yes.
Because we were able to give because of the blessings that flow from Him.
Right.
Yes.
And we should always seal it with that. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This has been such a wonderful lesson. Such a wonderful lesson.
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Lula. Okay, Miss.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Carolyn, will you get ready to say something? Y'all make me laugh.
Out the kettle is going off. The kids are fixing breakfast. I wanted to contribute, but I'm going to eat this word.
Amen. Amen. We were talking about you yesterday, Miss Carolyn. You know, just when we fast and when we pray. And we live in such an instant society that we quick to say, God didn't answer my prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then here is Miss Carolyn that comes to us and says, I fasted and I prayed. Mm-hmm. And 14 years later, understanding that you see that'll preach, Miss Carolyn, I'm serious. Understanding that it reminded me when you were talking, it reminded me of what the Lord said, you know, to Daniel. I sent your answer. But warfare had to take place in order for it to get to you. I answered you when you called me. But Miss Carolyn said, but there was some stuff that needed to be done, because if I feel like a preacher, because if I hadn't had that thing done, then when you got the answer, you would have rejected it, because you wouldn't have realized that it was me. So there were some things that I needed to change. I needed to change the way you look at life. I needed to change the way you hear things. I needed to change the way you speak about things, so that when my answer came, God, I give you glory. When my answer came, you lifted up your hands and said, to God be the glory. Because that's the kind of God we serve. If we just keep our hands to the plow, and we decide we're not going to let go. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I'm just going to keep doing this thing God's way. I said that to him this morning. I'm going to keep doing this thing your way, because your way is better.
Amen.
I called Elder Pat, and Miss Kathy, I'm going to let you say this. Okay, give me this couple of more minutes. I called Elder Pat, and I said, I was standing in church, and we were getting ready to take communion. And I got my little cracker out and broke my cracker, even though the man of God didn't say break it. But I just always believe in tearing, breaking, because that's what happened to Jesus. You know, and I put the cracker in my mouth, and we were getting ready to, and God said, excuse you? You getting ready to take communion, and you got that issue going on? Really? Oh, my God. I immediately got up, left out of church, found the guy, and said, sir, I just need to have a conversation with you. And after the conversation, he said, I am so sorry, because I misunderstood your question. And that's why I didn't give you the answer that you needed. But I am going to send you that information today.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could go back in and take my communion. However, God said, but I wanted you to pray for the young man that was sitting next to you in the wheelchair. But because your junk wasn't right, you couldn't do it. Now you can go pray for him now. It ain't the same. Because there was an anointing, but you weren't right. And the thing that he said to me, you always have to be ready, because you don't know when I'm going to use you.
Jesus.
So instead of addressing that thing with the guy, you just prayed about it, and that ain't what my word said, though. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Now, that may have been what happened when you addressed something else, but it doesn't stop being my word. Do what I say. Because when you walk in obedience, then you are available for me to use. When you don't, you aren't. It's just that simple. God don't do gray. He don't do what had happened was. Okay. I'm done. I was trying to save it till Sunday, but I just couldn't. Okay.
You can still throw it in that Sunday. Add more to it.
Oh,
yes, add more. By Sunday, you'll have a whole lot more of that.
That was so powerful. Sunday, I'm gonna give the testimony of the prayer that I told you I was praying for my son. So I got more testimonies. I got plenty. But go ahead, Miss Cassie, so I can talk to Miss Doris and Miss Paulette.
Yes, yes. I tell you, this statement stays with me from last week. We are reminded that we have history with God.
Yeah, we do.
We have history with God when we were once victims, but now we are conquerors, victorious. We have to be intentional and determined. Be encouraged on purpose, trusting and obeying God as we remain in His presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.